The wireless emergency alerts make use of cell phones to warn the public to dangerous conditions. It's a joint effort from local and state emergency officials and the National Weather Service. Todd Pritchard is with Wisconsin Emergency Management.
This is just the next step in using the technologies of the 21st century to really help people get alerted to emergencies right where they are, right at the moment they need that information.
And that means even if you're not near a TV or radio, you can still get life-saving information at your fingertips. These emergency alerts will be activated by cell towers. So whether you're at home, on vacation, or in your car, Pritchard says you will automatically see the message on your newer cell phone if you are in an alerted area.
When there's an alert for any given county that you're in, it will find out, it'll send that alert through the cell phone towers to all the phones that are in that area.
The new system will not bombard users with unwanted messages. Pritchard explains three types of alerts will be sent. Warnings of imminent life-threatening emergencies such as tornadoes, blizzards, and ice storms, or man-made emergencies such as train derailments and evacuations. Also, amber alerts and presidential alerts.
I just think it's awesome. I think it really fills in that gap that we've had in our alert system for so long is to trying to get information directly to people in harm's way. And I think this just could really save a lot of lives.
The service is free of charge. It doesn't affect your data plan or track users via GPS. And it's automatic. That means you don't have to sign up. There will be an audio alert and vibration along with the message, which is limited to just 90 characters. Pritchard says there will be no interruption to your phone conversation or downloads, and you can opt out on all but the presidential alerts. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.